Good morning. This morning I will be sharing a little bit about the camp that I've served at for the past 3 years and the staff fundraising program I'm taking part in this year. And I had a slideshow prepared, but looks like it's not wanting to work this morning, so I'll just share what I've prepared. But as I mentioned, this is my third summer at Red Rock Bible Camp. And Red Rock is located in the Whiteshell area, surrounded by beautiful lakes and forests, and most of it rests on rocky surfaces, just as its trademark, Built on the Rock, describes. I've had many different staff roles at Red Rock. I've been a camp counselor, activity leader, skill instructor, and I've worked in the kitchen. My favorite role at camp is being a cabin counselor because I have the opportunity to grow close relationships with the campers, have a direct influence on campers growing in their faith, and I get to see how Jesus touches the hearts of my cabin throughout the week. Now that I'm a senior counselor, I'm also able to mentor the younger staff and be a leading example to them. The fundraiser that I'm taking part in this year is called the Staff Ministry Support Fundraiser, which raises money for the spring and summer staff. According to the Red Rock Bible Camp website, the purpose of this fundraiser is to provide a small income to a dedicated group of young adults who give up the chance to find a job and earn money over the summer in order to give and pour into the lives of the youth who attend the camp. I want to share a little bit about Red Rock for those who may not be familiar with it and share some of the reasons why I choose to spend my summer there. Red Rock Bible Camp is an interdenominational evangelical Christian camp founded in 1947, and it operates year-round. The 8 weeks of summer camp provides programs that cater to children from youth from grades 3 to 12. Red Rock's mission statement says, "Red Rock Bible Camp exists to make and grow disciples of Christ through Christian camping ministry." Red Rock has a diverse range of activities campers are able to take part in, including canoeing, kayaking, archery, mountain biking, paddle boarding, water skiing, wakeboarding, rock wall climbing, and many more. Since the camp is quite remote and located on a lake, it creates a unique opportunity for campers to try many activities that may be new to them. Another distinctive feature of Red Rock is that many of the staff come from a wide variety of places. Some staff are from different provinces across Canada, and some have even come from different countries. During the time I've been at Red Rock, I've had the opportunity to witness Jesus transform the hearts of several campers. Last summer, during one of the older age group weeks, I had a camper in my cabin named Bella. She was fairly quiet most of the week and was generally disinterested in many of the activities we did as a cabin. When we did Bible studies as a cabin, she didn't ask questions like many of the other campers, and she didn't share her thoughts or opinions on any of the stories we read. During the last chapel of the week, the camp speaker gave the campers an opportunity to come to the front and share how they've seen Jesus work in their lives. Only a handful went to the front and shared, and much to my surprise, Bella decided to share. Bella ended up sharing some very personal information about her family and many of the struggles they'd face. Her dad had been in and out of jail during her lifetime, and her mom was not able to take care of her and her siblings, so she lived with her grandma for most of her life. Her grandma was the one who helped lay the foundation of her faith and taught her about Jesus. Unfortunately, her grandma passed away a few years ago, so she has since lived with her aunt. Bella struggled to find stability with moving in and out of the households of her relatives, and she felt it was difficult to keep her relationship with Jesus strong when she saw many devastating situations within her family circle. However, Bella shared how she has always known that Jesus is with her through the ups and downs, and that he lives in her heart. She said that throughout the week at camp, she's been able to learn so much more about God's word and how he will always continue to be with her no matter the things she faces. After sharing, Bella went from being a quiet, independent camper to a bubbly and excited camper who is eager to participate in activities and grow even more in her faith. This is just one of many instances where the Holy Spirit's work has been so evident in campers. God has softened the hearts of many of the youth that come to Red Rock. He's led campers to grow so much deeper in their faith in Jesus, and he's using all of us staff to bring the gospel to kids that come to Red Rock. I love being on staff at Red Rock, and I keep going back each summer for many reasons. I'm able to play a part in a child's faith journey and be a positive influence on them. I've had the chance to teach kids different skills, lead activities, and grow close relationships with other staff. There are many opportunities to create close relationships with the campers and expand their knowledge of God's Word at Red Rock. We have designated times to do Bible studies in the mornings and evenings with our cabin, called Morning Watch and Night Watch. Each day, we also have time called Big Brother, Big Sister, or BBS, where we spend time with our little brothers or little sisters. Each cabin has two counselors that split into a group with half of the campers in their cabin. This provides individual time for the counselors and campers to really get to know each other and create a deeper bond. Not all camps are able to do this kind of thing, but since Red Rock is much smaller than most camps, it creates a unique chance to have close relationships. Throughout my time at Red Rock as a camper, and now as a staff member, it's so clear that God uses everyone there to make disciples of Christ and spread the gospel for his honor and glory. It's evident that the love and joy of the Lord shines through the other staff I've met at Red Rock as well. I would like to share a verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. It says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." This verse reminds me that spreading the word of the Lord and serving at camp is so important for kids who may not know the gospel. I can have a real and direct impact on kids and help inspire them to embrace their own relationship with Jesus in their daily lives. I would greatly appreciate your prayers for camp staff and campers this summer. Please pray that the campers coming to Red Rock this summer would be able to open their hearts to the gospel and invite Jesus into their lives as their personal Savior. That campers who already know Jesus would be able to take a greater step in their faith by learning more about the Bible, and that as staff, the Holy Spirit would guide us this summer and use us as vessels to proclaim the good news to campers. If you also feel led to support myself and the staff financially, your donation would be greatly appreciated. There are donation information sheets on the back table for those who are interested. And if you have any questions, please feel free to talk to me after. Thank you.